Joining me by phone now, live from the hospital, we have a VP of Marketing and Communications for Baxter Health, Tobias Pugsley, as well as CEO Ron Peterson. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
Quite an exciting morning.
Absolutely. Tobias, you wanted to speak with our listeners this morning, an update on figures for the hospital.
Yeah, so right now we have seen 12 patients for storm-related injuries, but we are happy to report that as of now, all 12 of those patients are in stable condition. And we do want to remind everybody, though, we do have a mobile triage unit that is set up in the Briarcliff entrance. So patients in the Briarcliff area, we know there's still some difficulties, they're not able to get out. So if you can get those patients to the Briarcliff mobile triage, we will be able to take care of them and take them on from there. Also, we do have a patient drop-off set up in front of the emergency entrance. So any patients that you might be driving in, you can pull right up to the emergency entrance, and there are people there waiting for you. And of course, I'm always call 911 if it's an extreme emergency. Also, want to remind folks, right now it is, and we're getting reports from our EMS crew that they are still not able to get down Highway 5. It looks like there's about a half mile of debris still preventing them from being able to get down 5 South there. And so they are maybe able to access that on the backside, but they are still having some difficulties that way as well. So it has definitely been a challenge this morning for our EMS crew.
And besides out of Briarcliff, is there any other areas in our local area that are seeing an influx of those patients?
We've also seen an influx from Snow. That seemed to be the other hard-hit area in the region. And then from there, it's just kind of been ones and twos from kind of around the region. It seemed like it kind of was a little dispersed all over. But definitely seeing a lot of trees down, a lot of damage, and just to kind of hear from folks coming in, it sounds like it was quite a storm.
Mr. Peterson, a very busy morning for all of your staff at the hospital, but this is when you guys shine the best. You guys prepare for these moments.
Well, thank you. You know, we're really blessed to have such good staff here, about give or take, but about 4:15 this morning, we got notified of a code gray about 5 o'clock. We internally called what we call a code yellow, so our staff started coming in, getting prepared. Our emergency room doctors, it's really nice to see how many people are in, how quickly our ambulance crew and our first responders are out there working to try to help people. And that, of course, is the goal, is to try to get to people as soon as possible and try to help them. And very proud of how our staff have responded.
Tobias, once again, I want to reiterate that you have that mobile triage unit set up at the entrance of Briarcliff, but folks, if they're traveling on Highway 5 North, according to your EMS reports, though that highway is impassable at this time.
Yes, there's some challenges there, and just be careful, and please, just a reminder, all the EMS, all safety, all emergency personnel, please, you know, veer off the side of the road for them. Let those guys pass. They're really trying to help these patients, and Ron mentioned this, but even when I was racing in this morning, you know, there was already first responders out, you know, with saws and chainsaws clearing debris out of the road. And those guys, they're just unbelievable. The emergency management team and all the first responders in this region are just incredible. And I just thank all of them for all they're out there doing right now.
Gentlemen, we thank you for your assistance and for that update this morning. Keep us posted throughout the morning. I'm sure we'll be visiting with you further throughout the day.
All right. Thank you, Sammy.
Thank you very much.